Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bill Connerly back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10. In fact, wait, this is his 10th anniversary to be hanging out with us. He's the president of Connerly Consulting. He's part of the Cascade Policy Institute and a number of other organizations that I know about. Been a Forbes contributor along with me for a long time. A number of books, including Bizonomics, which is still one of my favorite, also The Flexible Stance, a number of others. He's a great thinker and one of our good friends, Bill Connerly. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, great to chat with you. It's always good to connect. Sometimes I work with the big business side of life, Fortune 500 companies, but it's nice to get down and talk about small business.
Well, this is where the real charm and high quality is, Bill. You know that. I mean, the small people on Main Street are the businesses on Main Street are they're cuddly, they're huggable, they're lovable, they're pure-hearted. Surely you feel a lot better when you come down here on Main Street.
Yeah, I think I do. Though they're not all lovable and cuddly.
Oh no! Yeah, oh yes, that's the story I'm sticking to, Bill. Hey, Bill, let's talk about business planning, and today you want to talk about differentiating between hard data and soft data, and I want you to tell us the difference.
Well, right now we are in an unusually difficult time for business people thinking ahead for, you know, the second half of 2017 and on into 2018. And what's a challenge is we have some soft data that is really strong. And by soft data, I mean surveys. So like NFIB does a survey of small business optimism.
I've been covering that for almost 20 years.
Yeah. And
every month with Bill Dunkelberg.
Exactly. You call that
soft data? Now that's a very scientific survey.
Right. But you're asking people their opinions rather than looking at hard data is what did they actually spend?
I'm with you. Yep.
What did they actually sell? Mm-hmm. What are their actual employment numbers? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are surveys on the consumer side as well as business side. And all of these surveys, people are happy. People are optimistic. They're feeling good. And I go to trade conventions, trade associations to give speeches. And I mingle at the trade show, and people are optimistic. But then when I look at the hard data, what is actually getting sold, how many people are getting hired, and it's rising very slowly, sort of the same pace as last year, maybe a little softer than last year.
Well, now, when you say optimistic, you're talking about more recently. What you're saying is, and you're right, the NFIB index, for example, and my own polling has indicated since December, more optimism. And so you're saying when you say people are optimistic, you're not talking about historically, you're talking about recently.
Right now, today, as we speak.
Yep.
People feel good about the future, but they're not spending any more money.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's been my lament. You may not have read my pieces, but I've written at least three pieces this year about this. The fact that Wall Street, I don't understand Wall Street's going to new records when out here on Main Street, small businesses we're optimistic about what's going on and about the future. But Bill, we can't eat optimism.
That's absolutely true. Now, small business is always optimistic. I mean, you'd be crazy to go into business.
We're pathological optimists.
However, the level of optimism is higher. But the hard data, they're not, consumers are not showing the love with real dollars and cents. So I wrote a piece for my Forbes.com blog on what the heck should you do when you're sort of halfway in between. And let me, before I get to that, let me just say that most of the time, these surveys reflect reality. That is, business leaders tend to be optimistic the quarter after they've had good sales. And consumers tend to be feel good about the future if they have a job today. So usually you look at these surveys and they don't tell you anything you didn't already know if you're following the economy. But today it's a very different signal. And so the business leader has to figure out, what the heck should I do? Do I get ready for more sales because of all this optimism? Or shall I look at the hard data and start hunkering down, cutting my overhead?
And when we come back after these messages, we're going to get into some of those steps to take, how to know which way to go, with our good friend Bill Connolly, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.